How do you understand your employer brand? You can aim to win awards. You can launch a new career site. You can activate beautiful campaigns. You can spend a ton of money on making everything shiny. But how do you measure how you're actually performing in the eyes of your candidates, employees, and alumni? We have developed the Employer Brand Index to help practitioners understand their company's reputation as an employer. It gives you a quantitative and qualitative understanding of what talent thinks, presented in an easily understandable score and actionable report. Learn more at employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, son, Svejson. Guess what? It's Jorgen Sundberg here again with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends at Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Now, big question. Does the world really need another employer review site? We shall find out in today's episode. So let's start the show. Romy Newman, how are you doing?
Hi, Jorgen. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. So please let us know what you do.
I am proud to be the president and co-founder of Fairy God Boss. We are the largest career community for women.
Fairy God Boss. Okay. So describe, what does Fairy God Boss do?
We are a resource for every career-minded woman about what she needs to know to succeed and manage successfully in the workplace. We provide editorial content, and we provide user-generated content and job reviews so women can learn about companies and apply for jobs.
And you also do job listings, I take it?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. So, okay, so specifically targeted to female job seekers. So tell me why there is need for a site just for women. Doesn't Indeed and Glassdoor, doesn't that work for everyone?
Like any good company, we have a founder story that sort of drives our use case. Mm-hmm. So my co-founder, Georgine, and I used to work together at Dow Jones. And one day, Georgine was very unexpectedly fired. And no one knew, but she was 2 months pregnant. She had to go find a new job. So suddenly here she was a female job seeker, and she was at an kind of executive level, like a VP level. And so she became a female job seeker, and she went out onto the internet to get answers to a very specific set of questions that she had. And her questions were, is this a company that treats women fairly? Is this a company I'm going to have an opportunity to get promoted at? What's the work-life balance at this company? Will I be able to get out of the door in time to see my kids at night? So she did what all job seekers do now. 83% of job seekers read reviews before they apply for a job. Georgine went out to find job reviews online, but none of the sites that exist today before Fairy God Boss answered her set of questions about essentially, what's it like to be a woman at this company? What kind of specific experiences do women have? How are women treated?
Okay, so essentially this is an employer review site with tips and vacancies on there. So I'm thinking Glassdoor, Indeed, and some of these other sites, Kununu is another one. Couldn't they switch on like a female section and address some of these bits?
So I don't think they could ever do it with the authenticity that we do. Two things. Number one, over and over again in our research, we heard that women wanted a community in which there were only women to hear from and to talk to. Number one. Number two, I think we've evolved. We started out most definitely as a job review site for women, but now we're a very robust career community for women. As I mentioned, we have an editorial staff that produces five articles every day, five original articles about career and job search for women. So we have a robust set of content and community engagement on our site that I think would be impossible for any of those other sites to replicate.
Gotcha. Okay. And what is your take on employer brand or employment brand, however you want to call it?
My take is that it's essential for the reason that I articulated before, which is that job seekers now rely entirely on online information before making a decision about whether to apply. So previously, a company had a chance to bring someone in for an interview and sell them on the company. That's pretty much done because you've got to sell them up front before they apply. There's way too much information out there. And I relate it to travel, right? You wouldn't go stay in a hotel without checking TripAdvisor first to see what other people had said about the hotel. And job seekers now are not going to go apply for a job until they know what other people are saying about working there. So employer brand has already become essential and is only going to become more so for companies that want to attract the best talent.
And in your experience from a candidate journey point of view, how many places does a candidate look at for reviews? Do they look at a number of employer review sites, social media, and maybe Google as well? Is there any research done on that?
Well, I'm not the expert on this, but I do think studies show it's about 14 points that people use in their job search. And our goal, though, is to become the first for women.
Hmm. And so at the moment, Glassdoor is arguably number one in this space. How far off are you from becoming number one for women?
Philosophically, I think we're pretty close. As I mentioned, we are already the largest online career community. And I think, you know, I look at the internet landscape, especially as a woman and also the mother of two children who are 6 and 4. And there's community everywhere online for women about motherhood and about cooking and about travel and about reading. But there's no community that really dominates in terms of bringing women together for women around their, bringing them together around their career. And that's what we are. We're helping women who we hear over and over again struggle in their career, struggle in their job, have questions about how to get promoted or how to deal with a difficult manager or about bias or discrimination they're facing. So our mission is to be a place that brings women together and helps them find great jobs and succeed in those jobs and have great experiences.
Great. Okay, and so I imagine you work with a lot of corporates, a lot of companies who get reviewed on the sites. Do you have any tips that you normally share with them? And do you have like a step-by-step guide to success with transparency in general?
What we have found over and over again is that female employees are excited when their companies sign on with us because it's a statement about their commitment to diversity and to transparency. Mm-hmm. So our advice is simply, I mean, the biggest success we've had is when we've seen this, a CEO reach out to his entire workforce and say, hey, we've partnered with Fairy Godboss because we care about gender diversity and we want more women to work here. We want to be a great employer for women. So please leave an honest review about your experience so that we can hear about your experiences, improve on them, and convince more women to work here.
So the guide is basically to sign up with you guys. So that's the first.
Well, you know, no, you don't have to. I mean, signing up with us is how we will help you hire more women, but you don't have to pay to get reviewed on our site.
That's okay. Open. So it's free. Yeah, just like other employee review sites. If looking at some of the companies that are listed on the site, which ones would you highlight and say which ones are doing an excellent job in terms of equality?
So many of our partners are. I would definitely say that the leaders in the space are Accenture, IBM, Dell, Apple, General Motors, and we're pleased to work with many of them. But one thing I want to say is we've definitely found, and you and I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, but for a female job seeker, it is becoming increasingly essential, like it was for my co-founder, to understand how committed a workplace is to gender diversity. However, so a woman's trying to ascertain in her job search, is this a company that cares about gender diversity? Is this a company investing against gender diversity? But she doesn't need to know that the company has achieved it because most have not. And so what she's looking for is evidence that that's a company priority and that they're working toward it.
Mm. So it's an aspiration. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And some of the companies you mentioned there, the one common denominator, at least for the first ones, was technology. Is there a specific sector that seems to be leading and pioneering that?
No, I mean, I happen to name those, but I think, you know, you look at the financial sector and increasingly you've got more and more women in leadership roles, places like JP Morgan Chase or Bank of America. I mean, we're really pleased with the progress that we're seeing across the board. And even places like we work with Terex, who makes heavy equipment, and they're doing great things for women and getting great reviews from their employees.
Yeah, great. And what are some of the pitfalls that employers should be avoiding in this space?
Well, my number one pitfall is if your About Us corporate webpage is only white men, you have a problem.
Yes.
And you'd be amazed how many are. And companies think that women or job seekers are not sensitive to it. And it's the number one thing they're looking at.
But what if that is a true reflection of the...
Then you need to rethink your executive level if you want to attract women and minorities.
But should you then get some stock imagery with people who are not white male?
No. And I'm talking specifically about when they show the management team. But no. You need to be authentic. Don't fake it till you make it. But you know, Accenture recently published data that says if you hire a woman at a senior level, it'll yield 3 additional women at the level below them. So you've got to have diverse representation in your leadership ranks to have a diverse workforce. And also, you know, many, many studies show that you have to have a diverse representation in your leadership ranks if you want to drive financial results. So if you've got 12 white men on your About Us page, you're not achieving the best results you could be.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I think, people want to see that there is a path to the top and they want to see someone that has come from they're coming from, for sure.
And that someone's speaking on their behalf at the senior levels. You know, there's that famous story in Lean In about Sheryl Sandberg that, you know, she became a senior leader at Google. And it wasn't until she was pregnant and a senior leader at Google that she realized that there was no preferential parking for pregnant women. So she was having to haul it across this huge parking lot. And so something as simple as like pregnant women should have preferential parking doesn't, you know, until there's someone in that experience in the leadership ranks, you can't imagine or understand what women or what any particular group might need.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame that it has to come to someone being an executive in order to.
Well, but I think it's just hard for people to imagine or understand the concerns that someone might have unless they've walked in those shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned financial results there. Is it a way to measure ROI on having gender diversity?
I mean, many have tried. Certainly, you look to McKinsey or you look to Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley has a study in place that tracks the stock performance of companies with more diverse leadership teams and shows that the more diverse a leadership team, the higher stock performance a company has over time.
So, okay, I think most of us will sign up to that. I think diverse teams are better in general. I think some companies that I speak to, they definitely want to hire a more diverse workforce, more women and so on. And they're doing a lot of initiatives, including Fairy Godboss. But they say to me that there just aren't enough applicants. There aren't enough people out there to fill the roles that they would want to. What can they do in that case?
Well, that's where we come in. Our goal is to help drive many more diverse female candidates. And believe me, they're out there. And also, there's an opportunity for them to grow them from the bottom up. So I actually really resist that explanation because there are plenty of talented people out there in the world that can be trained and brought up through the ranks. And there's plenty of talented people to hire at senior levels, too.
So do you think there's a lack of internal mobility, internal learning and development opportunities, perhaps?
I definitely think that. I think also, you know, a lot of this rests with the mid-level manager who, it's my personal belief, more and more has achieved that management position with less training. So because there's such rapid turnover in the workplace these days, people are getting, you know, when I first started, I won't tell you when in the workplace, to become a vice president, you had to have so much training and experience under your belt. And a lot of that, I feel like, has slipped away. So you've got leaders that impact careers or in a position to influence and train people that don't know how to do it successfully.
Gotcha. Right. Okay. Now, employee brand managers listening to this, what would be your top tips to them?
So I like to talk about, I recently bought an apartment in Manhattan, and my husband and I looked at like 30 different apartments in our jobs, in our apartment search. And in every single one, every time we walked in, our behavior was totally different. He had his measuring tape out and he was trying to understand the dimensions and the overall value, where was the financial value coming from in the apartment, and how was the HVAC going to work. And I was trying to figure out, where would our family have breakfast? Were the kids' rooms going to be comfortable enough for that? And I think about that a lot, because that's the difference between men and women when they're looking for jobs too. The men, and this is a huge average, but we have done research that shows men are looking, they're data driven. They're looking for data points, in particular about compensation, before they apply. And that, I think, is one of the main reasons Glassdoor has been so effective. There's no better place to go to determine what you should be getting paid than Glassdoor. But for companies that are aiming to attract more women at all levels, their companies need to think about storytelling. They need to think about, how are they going to represent their commitment to gender diversity? How are they going to represent how and where women are excelling within their ranks, the kinds of experiences they're having? What's the job going to be like? What kind of experience is a woman going to have every day when she goes to work? So that's what our goal is to help companies tell their story about why women will thrive there in a way that we know will resonate with female job seekers.
Great. And the takeaway for the employer brand manager here is to...
I use a lot when I'm talking a product example, right? Dove makes a body wash, like the Dove soap makes a body wash. And it's the same exact formula, but when they're trying to sell it to men, it's in a black bottle with, manly men muscles on it. And when they're trying to sell it to women, it's in a white bottle with more feminine detailing. And so if you're an employer brand manager, a one-size-fits-all strategy to men and women is not going to be your most effective. You need to think about, how are you messaging specifically to women to compel them to apply to your company? And I can tell you that the information they want to know before making an application is this company committed to gender diversity? Are women like me thriving at this company?
Okay, great. And let's say, if you were to pick one employer brand that inspires you and that does these things, which one would that be that our listeners could check out?
I would have to say it's IBM. Their employer brand is so dynamic, and you can really understand their support of not just women, but overall diversity. But there are many good ones, I have to say that.
Does it help that IBM has a female CEO, you think?
It might.
It just might. Okay, right. What do you think is up next for employer brand in general, and what's going to happen next for Fairy Godboss?
Well, as I said, it's become more essential than ever, and I don't think that's going to diminish at all. If anything, I think it's going to become more established. And I think that for us, we're going to become an essential mouthpiece to companies that are trying to hire women in the United States and eventually beyond.
Absolutely. Great. Where can our listeners learn more about the work that you do, and can they connect with you yourself on social media somewhere?
Please. Yes. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. And please visit fairygodboss.com. And especially, you could visit us on Facebook or Instagram, which is where we focus a lot, because that's where we know that female job seekers are spending their time.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jorgen.
And there you have it, folks. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com if you haven't already. And you can also get it in Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and many, many other places. Now, finally, here at Link Humans, we help companies, such as your own, perhaps, understand, define, and measure employer brand. So that means research, EVP development, and of course, the Employer Brand Index. So if you're in the market for any of the above, feel free to get in touch with me direct at jorgen@linkhumans.com or head on over to linkhumans.com to learn more about what we do and to look at some purple pictures. That's it for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey-do!
Why can't you give a kite to Elsa?
No idea.
Because she'll let it go.